Hello, I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you 7 days a week to help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we begin with a serious subject. The United Nations has issued a report about civilian deaths in Afghanistan. We will have details. Then, something more enjoyable. Some young people in the Democratic Republic of Congo are using music as they call for peace instead of violence. As It is coming to you right now. The United Nations says conflict-related deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians rose last year. The UN says the number of civilian deaths and injuries was 22% higher than in 2013. UN officials are blaming the Taliban and other rebel groups for most of the casualties. Officials say the higher numbers are a result of ground fighting between opposing sides in the Afghan conflict. Bob Doty has more.
The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan released a report on civilian casualties in Afghanistan. It says the number of deaths and injuries last year was the highest in a single year since 2009. Georgette Gagnon is director of human rights for the UN mission. She says intensified ground fighting between Afghan government forces and the rebels has produced the rise in casualties. She says the rebels have used weapons such as rockets, shells, and grenades in and around population centers. She says the withdrawal of international forces and air support led to the increased fighting.
The UN documented 10,548 civilian casualties in 2014. Civilian casualties from ground operations surged, making them the leading cause of civilian casualties and the biggest killers of Afghan women and children in 2014.
Georgette Gagnon says the UN report linked the Taliban and other Afghan government opponents to 72% of all civilian deaths. The report said the Afghan armed forces were linked to 14% of all deaths, and international forces to 2%. UN researchers could not identify which side was responsible for the rest of the deaths. The human rights director says the second leading cause of civilian casualties was improvised explosive devices, commonly known as IEDs. Militants often used IEDs to attack Afghan or international forces. The report also noted increased numbers of suicide attacks last year. Ms. Gagnon spoke to reporters in Kabul. She read a message from the UN's human rights chief. The message said the attacks on Afghan civilians were unacceptable and could be considered war crimes. The statement called on all sides to respect international agreements.
Documenting these trends should not be regarded as a body count, but as a vital step towards accountability. It is high time that states live up to their responsibility to protect civilians, and that perpetrators of war crimes and other violations understand that they will face justice for what they have done.
Nicholas Haysom heads the UN office in Kabul. He urged the Taliban to honor their public statements to avoid civilian casualties and stop attacking civilians.
They have accepted in their engagements with us that protection of the civilians is important, and have pledged to take certain measures to eradicate civilian casualties from their own part. We have gratifyingly seen public commitments. Now is the time for results.
The Taliban has strongly rejected earlier UN findings that blamed the group for the majority of civilian deaths in Afghanistan. The Taliban accuses the United Nations of using only information provided by its enemies. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America. A few years ago, a youth group set out to organize a music festival for peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The young people were tired of years of violence in the eastern DRC. They decided to hold the event in the eastern city of Goma. Their first attempt in 2013 was canceled because Goma came under attack. But last year, 25,000 people came to the city to hear their favorite Congolese artists play. And this year, some of Africa's top musicians decided to attend. Jonathan Evans has more.
The crowd cheered when Habib Koyate arrived for his performance. The smoke machines fired up. Some people stood one behind another, forming a conga line. Thousands of other people ate, drank, and danced in the dust. Music festivals are popular across Africa. But this is something few would have imagined possible in Goma. For years, the city has been linked to crises. Refugees went there after the Rwandan genocide in 1994. In 2002, a nearby volcano exploded. The explosion buried part of the city under liquid rock. In recent years, competing rebel groups have captured and recaptured Goma. But one youth group believed that their city could be different. They turned to music to make that happen. The Amani Music Festival took place earlier this month. Vianney Bisimwa was one of the organizers. He says he and the other young people wanted to change the image of Goma.
We go through war, and the war was really negatively impacted the promotion of culture. So the idea was, how can we try to change the way people see this town? Because all the report on DRC was, don't go there, people are killed, there is no way, no hope, no future.
Although the country is known for war, it is also famous for its music. Many local artists sing openly about the conflict. Vianney Bisimwa says this gives people a chance to express their feelings.
Music is powerful in DRC. When people are tired, they go to dance. When people are angry, they dance or they sing how they are angry. And people believe in what they understand, in what they hear.
Some local people say life in Goma is already improving. This man says Goma has already changed a lot from the days when the M23 rebel group ruled the city. He says people are hungry for peace.